a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We don't have Tom, but we do have Will.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Good morning, Will.
Good morning. How are we going?
Good. Good, good.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, you know. When I'm across the desk here, it's always a bit like,
I'll fire up a bit, Log.
All right, let's do it.
We're ready to fire up for lyrical headlines. We often get a theme with lyrical headlines,
yes,
Will. Have you got
one
for us?
Well, celebrating the fact that Tom's not here.
Party time.
I've just gone with, like, I think we've done this before.
Yeah.
But I've tried to change it up.
That's all right.
We've gone with, like, duos.
Oh,
okay. Because Lingy and Loggy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's better than Tom.
Nice. It's like ABBA-esque, isn't it?
Ah.
Not the duo part, but where the... Anyway.
What?
Who knows?
Fine. I know what I'm talking about.
Give the spiel.
No, you have to give the spiel. When Tom's away...
Will's about to read the lyrics to songs like he does in his day job as if they're a news bulletin.
Yes.
We have to guess both the title and the artist.
Yes.
Our names are our buzzers?
No.
No.
Yeah, our names are.
Yep.
Our buzzers.
Yeah.
Loggy.
Lingy.
Yes, best of three arrangements.
Best of three arrangements.
Yep. If you stuff up the lyrics, the other person gets another shot at it.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
You
were doing really well, Lingy, until Loggy stuffed you up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why did you look at me for guidance then?
I'm probably going to keep my mouth shut when Tom does that spiel from now on because it's quite difficult.
I know, but we will never tell him that. Here we go. Lyrical headline song number one.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom, a church house, gin house, a schoolhouse house.
Loggy. Okay, it's Ike and Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Nutbush City Limits?
Yeah.
Ah. Well done, Log. You were quick on that.
Thank you.
Well done on getting the duo as well.
Oh, thank you. Even though Ike, he's a POS,
so he can go
out. But in the bin. Do you know, I didn't realise only Aussies do that. The Nutbush City Limits dance.
I figured that out this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was looking it up while I was looking it up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, apparently it's an Australian thing.
I know. So if you're ever at a party where there's Europeans or Americans or Africans or whatever, they won't have a clue what you're up to. What is going on here?
See, I only think of it as like year nine social when Joey's and Sacred Heart awkwardly get together for the first time and they make us do Nutbush City Limits.
That is a great story.
Yep.
And then the chicken dance.
Yeah. Learning so much today.
All right. Question number two. Number two. Let's
do it. Lyrical headlines.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this is why I know for sure. But she does really want her, but I can't stand to see.
Hey Ya is by... Oh, God. Oh, God. Outkast.
Yes.
Slingy. Is that right? You've got that look on your face.
That was very good, Lingy.
That was good.
It was good to see the gears turning there.
And
it's great. I love Outkast. I was like, oh, I was on the cusp. That's all right. So this is a tiebreaker.
You had a look on my face like I got that wrong.
Yeah, no, because my brain was sore. It's fine.
Cool.
I'm pressing all the buttons here. I'm sorry for my facial expressions.
All right, 1-1.
Tiebreaker question number three.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom. Seesaw swinging with the boys in school and her feet was flying up in the air. Swinging hey diddle diddle with the kitty in the middle and they swinging like it just don't care.
Loggy!
I have no idea.
Okay, it's Aerosmith and Run DMC, Walk This Way.
Yes.
Thank you. The first time that rap and rock came together, that one. So, big deal.
Match made in heaven.
Match made in heaven.
You've poked your nose ahead of me. You're on 4 for lyrical headlines. I'm on 3, but Tommy's still leading us both, Log.
Okay, well, boo. That was a really fun round, Will.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much.
Lyrical headlines will be played again next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I, Lingy, was a raver growing up.
Oh, you don't say.
I love my rave music. Me techno, me trance, me acid house, you know.
And, acid house? I haven't heard that one before.
You know, trance and acid. I mean, great combinations.
One day you're going to have to explain to me the difference between all of those, but that's for another time.
It's fine. And I'm happy to do so. You've not been a raver.
No, it's fair to say I'm not.
Fair to say. But you are a father.
Yeah.
And so I always wonder what happens with kids that grew up in the raver era, which was, I mean, very big in Melbourne back in the early 2000s and has now had quite a resurgence, you know, techno and all that sort of stuff. What happens when they all start to have kids?
Will they, like I play, I grew up, I love the Beatles, the Beach Boys, so I play that for my kids. Will these people play for their kids just hardcore, whatever it is that you listen to then?
Yeah, right? Well, it turns out, yes. And there is a DJ, and I may have brought this to the show before. His name is Lenny Pierce, and he's on TikTok, right? He's got 1.4 million followers on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he remixes kids' songs into techno, like this. Right? Stuff like that. And people are absolutely loving it. So that was a big one for him. Also, this one.
I actually don't mind it.
Don't mind it, see?
But, like, what am I going to do? Give my kids, like, a couple of cups of red cordial.
Yes.
And then just crank that up
yes.
at home.
Yes.
The house wouldn't be left standing.
Mate, it is taking off. Now the Wiggles are on board, right, with his latest song, which is actually on Spotify now at the moment. He's got a SoundCloud as well. So Lenny Pierce is his name once again. This one gets people very excited. And it's one that is from our childhood as well. And a video recently dropped with, because it just the song just dropped on Spotify 2 days ago. And he uploaded a video with some of the Wiggles and it's gone bananas. And this is the song. There is no way that you're not going to be able to get into it. The wheels on the bus go round and round. Now, if what? You have kids in the car right now,
yeah.
you cannot tell me that they are not feeling the bass, waiting for the drop, that they are loving each and every second of that.
What about, like, are you suggesting that these kids start playing in their bedrooms at like 4 a.m,
yes.
having not slept the whole night?
Well, no, that's not what I...
like there little Loggy used to do?
Yeah, there is something in the UK called Raver Tots. Oh. Where it's like a rave party for toddlers, right? And I'm like, get a baby inside me. If I can go back to the rave because of my kid, if that's the only way I'm going to be able to go back, I'm ready.
Were you DJ Fawn back in those days yeah. or DJ Sixer?
Yeah. Oh, I was a bit of both.
Bit of both. Bit so of you both. Could be dropping some DJ Tots.
No, I won't be.
What is it? Raving Tots?
Raving
tot. Mad?
Yeah. Okay. That's enough out of you.
Okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just getting a nice fire going, outdoor fire, sit around,
yeah.
just a bit of a conversation happening, good vibes and good music. That was me Saturday night, just gone, and it got me remembering back to my childhood.
Yeah.
I got a big brother. My older brother's about 4 years older. When he was about 18, hanging with his mates in the backyard at home, they'd get a fight. We'd had a burner there, get yeah. a fire going, a few beers. One fateful night.
This is ridiculous.
He made the decision. Him and his mates were having such a good time. They wanted to keep the night rolling,
yeah.
keep the vibes rolling. Piece by piece, they took apart and burnt our little sister's treehouse, cubby house that she had spent years building.
Just because they wanted to keep the fire going.
Yep, they needed
ridiculous.
Some firewood. Little bit by little bit, they kept throwing it in the fire. Burnt the lot. And mum and dad and my sister were so upset and so angry the next day.
I'm furious at this now.
I've never seen mum and dad. They are very calm, wonderful people. I've never seen them so angry as what they were at my brother after this. And my poor little sister.
Yes.
She lost her little cubby house, tree house, where she'd hang with her mates just to keep the fire going.
So ridiculous.
So what random stuff have you popped on the fire just to keep the vibes rolling along?
Yeah, let's ask Michelle in Grovedale. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good, but you've got a story for us.
I got a bloody ripper.
What do you got, Michelle?
Okay, it was about 18 months ago, so no, I wasn't a kid.
It's okay.
I'd gotten out of a messy marriage, sitting around the fire pit in the backyard with my adult daughter, and we're just sort of going over things that had happened in the 2 years previously and everything, and we're looking at this fire. And I just looked at her, I said, you know, I've got a wedding dress sitting upstairs. And she said, oh, you do?
What?
I said, yes, I do. So I bolted upstairs. I brought this dress down. I said to her, isn't that a bloody horrible dress? And on it went.
Hang
on, there's photos as well. Upstairs again, ripping the photo album to pieces. The bonfire was beautiful. I tell you what, the police station 50 metres down the road would have seen it and thought, nah, she's obviously dealing with some shit.
Yeah.
The most therapeutic night I'd had in 2 years.
Oh, my God, Michelle. I have never heard of wedding dress users kindling, but you have proven us all right here today that sometimes,
Michelle,
it's okay to chuck those things on the fire.
That is not what I was expecting at all. That is fantastic, Michelle. We've got Will from Highton on the line as well. Will, what do you got for us? And are you going to change some names here? Are you going to use some anonymity?
Lingy, I am, for your sake and one of your friends' sakes, mate. Back in 2003, St Mary's footy days, we lost the grand final to Bell Park. And so we were commiserating afternoon, and I was living just across the road from the St Mary's footy oval and stupidly said to 40 blokes, let's go back and continue this at my house or our house. So we all trundled back, and, you know, at the time we were 19 or 20, we didn't have a lot of money, so all of our furniture was pretty crappy. And at about 2 o'clock, I'd pulled up stumps, and I was the only one with a bedroom upstairs. So I went to bed, woke up, and I could see flames out my window. And I looked out, and the two couches that we used to have in the lounge room were no longer, and they were on the fire.
God, what is wrong with everyone?
And I must say, I now know exactly what Will is talking about.
Out them. Out them. No, don't.
I'll let Lingy do that. I'm not in a position to do that. But, yes, he was well and truly one of the responsible ones. But it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, when Mum and Dad went to come and pick us up to move out of the house, and they were... we just had director's chairs in a lounge room. They couldn't work out where the couch had gone.
Am I right in saying that some of the stairs may have also ended up on the fire?
Yes, there was a balustrade that was missing the next morning, and that person that you and I know happens to be in that trade who managed to rectify it for us down the track, yes.
Oh, get out of town. All right, well, these stories, I just... didn't think they were going to get crazier than yours, but you've proven us all wrong. Geelong, you are amazing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.